The time is 7 o'clock on November 9th, 2017. Calling to order the Happy Missouri River Natural Resources Board of Directors meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I would like to announce the procedures that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairman. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not interrupt the director's discussion or actions. Thank you. And with that, quorum call, please.
Bradley?
Here.
Fred Conley?
Here.
John Conley?
Here.
Fowler?
Here.
Grimwell?
Here.
Jeff?
Here.
Lady?
Here.
Caesar?
Here.
Thompson?
Yes.
Here.
Here.
And Sherperson?
Here. Agenda item number four, adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
I'd like to add there's one addition of item E, 80.
Yes, we'll be adding item E, 8E, in just a bit for the NRC. Director Jim Thompson will make some comments on that.
Would you repeat that? I could not understand what you said.
Well, we'll be adding an item 8E.
8E.
Yeah.
That's a Resource Commission report.
Oh, okay.
With that, quorum call, please.
Conley, Perfect.
Hi.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grinwald?
Here.
Jack?
Yes.
Lady?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Yes. Item 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Director Caesar, seconded by Fowler. Roll call, please.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Grinwald?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Lady?
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes. I have the affidavit of proof of publication that will become part of the permanent notes for this evening. Moving right along to 8A, agency and association reports and presentations. Natural Resources Conservation Service report, Neil Jensen.
Good evening.
Good evening, Neil.
We're doing a kind of a campaign for this month. We're calling it No-Till November, promoting farmers to keep the stubble on their land, which kind of mirrors what the National Cancer Awareness, they have a No-Shave November. And looking at all of us here, I guess, Fred, you're leading the pack here on that. But part of the concept of the no-till, it's one of the principles in developing soil health. And that one principle is to do as little disturbance as possible to the soil so that you build up that soil structure. The other principles are to leave the crop residue on the surface. Now, that's a little different from tillage in that one of the things I saw today was they were baling up corn stalks off of their field. And you got to really take a look at when you do that, you know, they figure there's about $28 per ton of nutrients that you're removing from the field that you're going to have to put back some way back onto that field. And so there's some value to that, leaving that on the surface. Another principle is to leave growing roots in the system all year long, and that's where the cover crops come in. And so all these principles then of promoting the soil health, the no-till is just one of them, and so we're pushing it this month. Next on my report, our final resource con, Kent Newman, retired October 27th. So that we're down to three soil cons in the five offices. I've not heard anything yet on hiring. Last I heard, nationally they had a number, it was a little less than 10,000, of kind of the cap for how many NRCS employees that we have. They were supposed to divide that up to the states and to the regional offices. Last I heard, we were supposed to get that report November 1st, but I have not heard anything. So if they got it out to the states yet, they have not got it out to the fields. But I'm sure that's going to play an important part as to what Nebraska's cap is, as to all the different offices that are missing resource cons, because it's not just our NRD that is short on staff. There's several other NRDs are short on staff. That's my report.
Any questions for Neil? Thanks so much. Moving on to 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Keezer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NERD did meet Sunday and Monday of this week, and I think the big issue, I'm sure we'll hear about it here shortly, the governor is proposing an 8 to 10% across the board cut to all agencies. And in my case, that's going to affect the Riparian Vegetation Management Task Force, possibly. And Governor already cut us from $1 million down to $475,000. So we're kind of squirming a little bit. Another issue discussed was the governor's opposed to LB 98, 3%, 3-cent taxing levy authority from the NRDs in fully and over-appropriated basins. Dean's going to be talking to the senators, but it does not look like that's going to apply. I'm assuming we'll hear more about that momentarily. One last issue that was discussed as far as the health insurance, there was a request for some 3D mammograms payments, and 3D has not been approved yet. It's still considered experimental, and so there were apparently some unhappy young ladies that were thinking that they were going to get this paid, and the board has gone on record that we do not pay for experimental treatments, and however, they think within a year this will actually get approved, but until such time, we're shying away from anything experimental. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Moving on to 8C, Nebraska Airboat Association. Jay Kern.
They will not be here this evening. Rich Teaser and I and Kyle Wynn, one of our staff members, met with them at Platte River Landing. They had just some concerns and questions, and we met them and we discussed them. They were satisfied with their answers, so they didn't need to come to the board. They did want to pass along their appreciation for the river land, Platte River Landing, but also the other river access points. Their members use them, obviously, quite a bit. And they also complimented us on how those facilities have improved over the years. So they're very complimentary.
Parking was a big issue that they were concerned about, and we assured them that we're working on it constantly.
Right. And emergency access, too, in case there's a volunteer fire department has to put in a rescue boat, that that's open. We're going to work on that as well.
Thank you, Joe. Moving on to 8D, Legislative Report, Hush Blackwell.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Ron Stodzik, MDA with Hush Blackwell. We'll let Ron start out. We've got handouts in front of his. Let's see. There's two handouts, one on the candidate. We will hope for every candidate. And then some of the meetings I'll talk about. Manager Winkler and I just have been on.
Good evening, Chairman Klug and directors, Mr. Winkler. Jim was referring to this particular handout. I'll just let you know, call it to your attention. It's the first iteration of many. We have a filing opening that begins December 1st. Half the legislature will be up for reelection, actually just less than half, 24 of the 49. And we have a number of open seats this year, not as many as last cycle, only 8. But when you take a look at the turnover since term limits, we have close to 100 senators already that have turned over. We'll be in the close to 106, 108 perhaps by by the time the election is completed in the fall of 2018. But this is a just a glimpse as of today, essentially, of who's involved in those legislative races in the primary election. And we're not putting rumored candidates on or candidates that have said they're interested in running at this time but have not yet made a public announcement in the newspaper. So this is solely based on public record. It's a work that's always changing. We've had candidates that have announced in the paper and then have decided not to run. A couple of them have not yet announced. They're waiting for their spouse to approve, perhaps, or another is, you know, just kind of looking over the amount of time it's going to take for such a high-paying job as being a member of the legislature. But this is for your information. District maps are here as well. And just wanted to mention, too, in regard to overall lay of the land, Director Teaser mentioned the budget, and certainly that's going to be a continuing item of concern that we'll be watching as time gets closer to the session, because there's gaps that need to be filled, and how that's going to be done is going to be of importance for us to continue to monitor and report to you on, perhaps to act on under your direction. We're also meeting with a lot of these candidates right now on one-on-one basis. They come in and talk with us just a little bit about their agenda, what they're hearing as they go to door-to-door in the neighborhoods or across their districts and some of the concerns. So that's an opportunity for us also to educate them as to the NRD and the concerns that we might have. So just a good opportunity to begin acquaintances. I think I'll turn it over to Tim so he can talk to you a little bit more about some of the particular meetings that he's held.
Yeah, so I had a handout here. General Manager Winkler and I have been out quite a bit meeting with current senators who are in office, very important. And you'll see the list. The reason October, November, so they kind of remember what we talked about. In January, December, it's too hard to track someone down. We've got a good list here. These are people either on the Natural Resources Committee, Appropriations Committee, but most of them are really district, you know, that even know what the capital area does. So we've had good conversations, and the main thing, what we're trying to focus, I think, and General Manager can chime in after if I forget something, but what we like to talk about is an update on where we're at and how you've got the office. Work on the levy system. Those that are newer will start from the very beginning. What is the NRD? Because, as Ron said, the term limits, there's a lot of people you'd be very surprised who don't even know what it is. Not so much with this group, but this candidate group, I'm sure. We'll talk a little bit about what we want to do in the future. So we're having good conversations, and everyone asks a different question, and it's nice to have John there that they know that he cares about people. These are usually coffees or something like that. We do that. We talk about the progress being made on that. We talk about some of the appreciate the budgeting that we've done, because some of the members of the appropriations, we weren't even there when it got done. Mm-hmm. So with the budget going, we want to make sure that they know how important this is, that we don't receive any state funding except for that one deal and we need it. And then also we talk a little bit about the Water Resource Fund. They kind of get a little hazy on that, but same thing on the budget. I assume we'll be watching some of those things in the task force. Who knows, whatever else will come. And as you know, we're a budget dilemma again, so we'll see what happens. There's belt tightening going on. So, well, we've had really good conversations. It continues to go on. I don't think we've heard anything terrible about the NRD. It's been mostly very good.
They've been all very receptive, all very complimentary, and they all are very interested in the floodplain maps, that there will be a reduction in the floodplain, because that's big to their constituents. They're saying, you know, we pay, you know, the average taxpayer pays $37 or $40 a year to the NRDs, and you're turning around and possibly giving them $350 to $400 a month in return. And so they're hearing about property taxes and the economy. And when you can give a family $4,000 a year back to spend in the local economy, that's what they want to hear. I mean, that's what I mean. They really glom onto that, and that's been
a good point.
Yes, and that's something that they, you know, that because of the ability they gave us, we're able to produce those types of results. And so we're showing them that what we do is important and it has results. It's just not what we build works. And so they'd love to hear it. I mean, obviously, they want to hear that.
Yep. So, but anyways, it's going very well for that reason. And I think you're in a good position. It's positive. On the candidates, just real quick, of course, there's a lot of people running. Probably if it gets narrowed down and we decide who the top two are and get through the primary, we'll do another round talking to the actual candidate. That one we're developing NRD 101 sheet, probably what we're going to develop, why they were created. That's another thing too, by the way, that we brought up. It's very unique that it's a unique to the state for the people from around the country actually come to you and ask for, you know, support and what's going on. But basically go down and say maybe the history and bring them up to speed on what's going on at that point. The levy soon will be being built and everything. But that's kind of one of those things that are important too. Like to be talking about what's happening. I don't know if we get to the point where we bring in that's hard because it's hard enough to arrange the schedule. John and I, you'd be surprised. We've had a few cancellations and reschedules, that's for sure. But with the candidates, we might do something we're kind of talking about, a little webinar that we could send out to the candidates, put on a webinar, and have John talk, and maybe somebody send it so we'll understand what's happening. Because then you can get kind of bipartisan buy-in, and I think people would appreciate that, so we're kicking around that. You know, all you got to do is use it. So, busy time. Who knows what's going to happen in the future, except, of course, and been productive.
Mm. Appropriations and Revenue Committee will be busy.
Which we've talked to many of them on here. So. Is there any questions?
Director Leahy.
Yeah, for some of the meetings with the actual current senators, are any of them meetings with two or three of them at the same time, or is it just all one-on-one?
We kind of want to do one-on-one, just to be honest with you, because then it gets out of control. It's one-on-one, it's better we have their full attention. So that's kind of what we're trying to do. Now on candidates, I know they're going to be busy with things going on, and who knows who's going to win, so you don't want to spend a whole lot of time. So that's why we're kind of thinking of a webinar. Or we go to a lot of fundraisers, Ron and I, of course, so we're going to know some of the candidates and the winners and the losers. That's kind of a nice thing. But I think to educate them what's going on, it's good because once they get in the legislature, they're more willing to talk as a candidate, let's put it that way, because they want the information. And right. So I'd rather get them there. But one-on-one, we've been doing group things, you know, you just kind of doesn't seem to focus as much.
Regardless, you know, a lot of the candidates will stop in and visit just to get acquainted. And it's always good just to provide that an opportunity to educate them, whether they survive the primary or not. You know, they still have some background as to what we're all.
And as you see, we got plenty coming up and be busy. It's a busy month. It has been, too. That's a good.
Director Teaser.
How many bills do you anticipate being introduced, roughly? What's your best guess?
No, there you go. Go for it.
It's kind of hard to say at this point. The bill drafter's office does keep track of the number of bill requests. And right now it's somewhat low, but that doesn't mean a whole lot. It just means a lot of bill requests haven't got up to their office. I would suspect that we'll have another in a typical short session, 600 to 650 additional bills. A decade ago, I would say 800. So it's down from what it used to be.
Yeah, and then maybe there'll be less, but Because a lot of them are term limited. How many are going to be term limited, Ron?
Well, we've got...
It's a big turnover again this year.
We've got eight open seats, so yeah, that's eight term limited.
So a lot of them won't do things for an election year just to lay low. But, I mean, we've talked about drones to water quality to boating, river,
you name it.
Sort of lake, little reservoir.
We've got water quality coming up.
I know.
Director Jack?
I have one quick question. How big of a shortfall are we expecting?
About 210.
$210 million.
Mm-hmm. Over the bank.
Beyond last year.
From last year.
Which is already a shortfall.
Which I'm kind of surprised they didn't. Well, I guess they have that reserve still. Yeah, they did a special session. So, yeah, $200 million. Who knows what the forecast is going to be beyond a forecast. So, another big thing, of course, property taxes. See how that plays out. There's a bunch of different angles there, but who knows how it'll turn out if you get engaged in this thing. So, who knows what it's supposed to get in somebody's head. So.
Further questions? Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you.
All right, moving on to 8E, NRC update. Jim Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm on the scoring committee for the Natural Resources Commission. We met, Wednesday and today in Gothenburg to go over the applications for the Water Sustainability Fund. There were seven projects submitted for the less than $250,000 threshold, and we had one in there for $160,000. Can't remember that. And there were 13 projects greater than $250,000. There were 13 projects submitted for that. Total of $942,000 for the less than $250,000, total of $14.1 million for the over $250,000. One was withdrawn because they got funding elsewhere. So of the 20 projects we gruesomely reviewed, there's a lot of discussion. There's 12 of us. I appreciate the input from the those in the field. I say that literally because there's a farmer. I live in the big city, so there's a lot of interchange of viewpoints. I don't have the scores in front of me. The way the committee works is an average is taken. That will be presented at our Natural Resource Commission meeting on the 28th of November, at which point we'll decide which projects get funded. I was unable to address the ENRA project, which has six of us NRDs involved, due to the claim of an interpretation of who represents who. I won't go into the detail, the gory details of that, but there are three of us had to sit down on the sidelines and not say a word, which I thought was a great project. I think it is $2.2 million. But anyways, of the $10 million allocated for the Water Sustainability Fund, there's plenty of money to carry over to award the projects. I'm proud of the NRDs when we – you can see all these projects in perspective of what does good – for water sustainability and what, I just want to do this. For example, there's one project I want to count the red cedar trees in the sand hills. Now, my question to the scoring committee is, then what happens? Just counting the trees, doesn't, obviously they suck up water on the creek beds and so on. They're not good healthy tree for the landscape of maintaining water. But, so we talked about it. The scores range from top to bottom on some of these. But the NRDs, for example, the Columbus, Nebraska had a great project to sustain the water up there and build some pipelines, so to speak, to reclaim water from the major ADM plant up there. And so it was a long day, and I'll know more, and I don't know where our little project, it didn't rank very high, kind of in the middle, but we'll have a cutoff. I don't know where ENRA ranges. The numbers were varied on that. I wasn't allowed to put my scores in there. but anyways, stay tuned. November, we'll decide how many. Even though we got the funds, we probably will not award them all. Some professor, Don Lincoln, that just wanted money to do a study, and it's, you know, that's not what we're in this for. That doesn't sustain water. So it's a good group of folks with a lot of perspective, and I think the fund is working. We're not sure what kind of cut we will face, if any. We did cut the 4% that Governor threw out. When was that? This past year. The upcoming $200 million shortfall, we don't know how that's going to affect the Water Sustainability Fund. So we hope it's not going to be touched. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Thompson. Director Leahy, you have a question.
4% cut, wasn't that just the interest that the
I'm sorry, what?
The 4% cut last year, wasn't that they just take away the interest of the $10 million or $11 million
that was holding them? Yeah, it was taken
away. So it wasn't a cut to the principal of the funds. We still have $10 million each year going into $11 million minus one for
That year was less 4%.
Okay.
And we do carry it over. And there are some projects that we've obligated, but nothing's been spent out of it.
Like our project 6 and 7, right?
Yeah,
correct.
We spent some.
We're starting to see some of that.
We're trying to get it out of there as soon as we can.
Yeah. And there's some beyond our control. I did mention Army Corps of Engineers and some of the issues we're facing there, but yeah.
Any further questions for Director Johnson? Okay. Thank you. All right, moving on to subcommittee reports, 9A, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the November 7th, 2017 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one is a grant request and district cost share for Glacier Creek Prairie Preserve. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to submit applications to NRCS ACEP-ALE program and the Peter Kiewit Foundation to fund the purchase 101 acres north of Allvine Prairie as part of the Allvine Prairie Glacier Creek expansion project. And upon condition that the grant award funds and other contributions are insufficient to purchase the full 101 acres, GM is authorized to execute an interlocal agreement with UNO for a district contribution of up to $300,000, paid at a maximum of $150,000 a year in FY19 and FY20 for the purchase of the 101 acres North Track Glacier Creek Reserve, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as the form by district legal counsel. On behalf of the committee, I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fowler?
Yes.
Grinwald?
Yes.
Staff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
Don Conley?
Yes.
Yes.
Item number two is amendment number two to the professional service contract with HDR Engineering for Zerinsky Basin 2. Subcommittee recommends the GM be authorized to execute amendment number two to the professional service agreement with HDR Engineering, Inc. for Zerinsky Quality Water Quality Basin number two project in a not to exceed amount of $56,200, bringing the total contract not to exceed amount to $1,335,860, subject to changes deemed necessary by the JM and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? None. Roll call on the motion.
Grinwald?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Yes.
Item 3 is renewal of USGS maintenance agreement for Papio flood warning system gauges. Subcommittee recommends the GM be authorized to execute the proposed joint funding agreement with USGS in the amount of $158,040 in district funds for the operation of the district's flood warning system for 2018, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager. And I so move.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Or directors? Director Japp?
I have one question. For a clarification, how many years have we been doing this project with USGS, this particular project? Do you have any idea what it cost then? Mm-hmm. So this is in line with what we've been doing. And it's certainly your recommendation. This is a viable project, and we should continue.
Thank you. And this is the last year upgrade. We should have them all. Correct. So that will go. That will be gone.
Any further questions from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lakey?
Yes.
Beaver?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Reese?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Renwald?
Yes.
Yes.
Item 4 is dedication of right-of-way and easements to the City of Papillion for 120th Street improvements. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed temporary construction easement, permanent storm sewer and drainage easements, and dedication of street right-of-way to the City of Papillion for the 120th Street improvements, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, we'll call on the motion.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Reese?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Renwald?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And Jefferson?
Yes.
Item number 5 is Lower Platte River Basin Coalition Interlocal Agreement number 2. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed Lower Platte River Basin Water Management Plan Coalition Interlocal Agreement number 2, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as deformed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public? Good evening, Sean.
Sean Malotz, 10404 North 132nd Street, Omaha. My question was, as I listened to this on Tuesday, I'd never heard any discussion regarding the cost of being involved in this interlocal agreement, what the Papio NRD's funding will be in the future to be a member of it.
Do we know that? Well, we've put in about $20,000 to date over the last 5 years. And
just time. It's mostly just time.
Time. There is some consultant.
Okay.
To hire. It'll be similar to that.
Just a minimal amount.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anybody else from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Director Japp?
Once more. What is the response of the other NRDs that are involved in this project? Do we have any idea what the reception of these NRDs are?
I don't know if anybody else has voted yet.
We're
the first to vote.
But we shall shortly. But what we understand is that it's going to be favorable to all.
Right.
Everybody benefits?
Yes. Right. That's the intent.
We're all working together.
One big happy watershed.
Director Leahy.
Why are we always the first to vote on this and like everything that is an interlocal agreement with every entity? It always seems like we're the first to go.
Well, I'd say we're the leaders, but it just happens to be where our meetings line up. That's mostly it.
Has there been anything like this in within this basin, or is this something just brand new?
It's the first one in the state of Nebraska.
That's why I think you mentioned it before. So
our very first one.
And it's so we can amend this as we go year to year.
We have a five-year period that we'll evaluate and analyze and see, and everybody will come back together. I mean, we'll meet obviously annually and more than that, but at the 5 years of the agreement, we'll be up again and say, you know, did this work? Did it not? Do we need to tweak it? And so it'll be brought back up again.
And does this cost us money over this 5 years beyond? I mean, how do we know what this is going to cost even? Do we have any idea?
It shouldn't. It should be a minimal. It
shouldn't be more.
Right, but if it's a larger figure, does it come before the board?
It'll have to be put in the budget, and it'll have to be approved that way.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
Any further questions from Director Lane?
Yeah, so, I mean, if we're just putting minimal money towards it, what's this going to eventually accomplish? Are they going to get to projects and policies or regulations to ensure their goals?
And those are all part of the goals and objectives of the coalition, the group, is to get to that point where we do have to do a whole lot more research to see what projects would actually have an impact. And I think what the benefit is this is we can actually have time now where we're not in a drought situation, where we have time to analyze different projects that we know would have a very good chance of working if, in fact, we are in that situation. So we're not, our backs aren't against the wall. And it's a huge water, covers a third of the state. So this is kind of unprecedented. But so we're taking into account not only our municipal use, but all the uses of ag and irrigators and industrial and everything. And how do we coexist to make sure everybody has ample water and to keep us in that position so we're not in the future when we're over-appropriated, fully appropriated, and then our hands are tied. And then we are stuck with going a certain direction.
So I guess that's my point, is in within these 5 years of this, we should expect to see something come before the board. Otherwise, we just burn 5 years. So we should expect some things coming from this to go into our budget.
I think it's pretty amazing to think that we have NRVs on a loop system that are afraid that Omaha is trying to grind on all the water for our Omaha's growth. And we're afraid that they're going to use the water for irrigation or whatever, and we're coming together. And it's really amazing, and it's been very worthwhile. I'm very pleased. I John and I sit on that board, and been very pleased with what I've seen.
Director Jett, you had a comment?
No,
okay.
Thank you.
Question.
Yes,
Director Brett. Well, just the brainchild of this, you know, interlocal agreement, and might there be down the road somebody wants just to consolidate all the NRDs and make it one big one for that particular, you know, basin?
I mean, there could always be proposals, but one thing we quickly learn is that each NRD has their own unique needs, mm-hmm. and I don't think that any of the rural NRDs would appreciate, for example, if Omaha is going to dictate what they happens in their NRDs, and I don't think we would appreciate another NRD telling us what dictates in our NRD. And so I don't think you'd see that. I would not say that it could be introduced.
One NRD, they have any cows. We
can take. Yeah.
And so, you know, but yet, so there's local control and all. Because everybody's going to work together, but I mean, there's no penalty. You get thrown in jail. It's everybody working together and agreeing for a common.
Chris Fowler?
I was just seeing our urban grant program for NACD just 2 days ago, and I run four states for the mid region, and they would kill for something like this. They have the collaboration and innovation going on between all the watersheds. And actually talking fluidly, no pun intended. That was pretty good. I snuck that in there. It's really cool. They're very envious of what we do in Nebraska because we are forward thinking on things like this. This is minimal dollars to have big returns at the end of the day. Yeah, we hope they're big returns, but you know, we've proven it in Nebraska. We can do this. So I'm looking for this. I fully support it, and it's not a lot of money for something I think is going to be really good. Communication is the key cross lines, you know. It's no different from the Kansas-Nebraska Act. A little more communication, we can water will flow nicely. Is that good?
That's pretty good.
Thanks. I like that.
That was fantastic.
You like that?
Any further comments from directors? Let's see. Roll call.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Grunwald?
No.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
And Sherperson?
Yes.
Moving on to item 6 is the Waterloo Groundwater Elevation and Temperature Gauge Fund Joint Funding Agreement with USGS. Recommendation is that the JAM be authorized to execute the proposed joint funding agreement with USGS in the amount of $3,890 in district funds for the operation of the Waterloo, Nebraska Groundwater Elevation and Temperature Gauge through September 2018. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Thompson?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Grunwald?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Yes.
Item 7A, bids received for construction. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute a contract with Valley Corporation for the construction of the West Papio Trail, Giles Road to Millard project in the amount of $2,712,822.38, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Please?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Grunwald?
No.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yeah.
Thompson?
Yes.
Yes.
Next item is 7B, a Big Muddy Workshop Contract Amendment for Construction Administration Services. Subcommittee recommends the GM be authorized to execute the proposed Amendment Number 1 to the Professional Services Contract with Big Muddy Workshop, Inc. for the West Papio Trail, Giles Road to Millard Project in the amount of not to exceed $203,839 for a new trail contract amount of $612,000. $991, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Aye.
Grunwald?
No.
Jack?
Yes.
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 That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to 9B, Finance, Expenditures, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Take it to work.
I didn't know I had anything to do. Where's my deal? Page 3.
Right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. Be it resolved, the minutes of the November 7th, 17 meeting of the FDL subcommittee is hereby accepted. Incorporating these minutes and the following recommendations of the subcommittee is hereby adopted and approved. Discussion of the draft fiscal year 2017 audit. This was an informational item and no action was taken by the subcommittee. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser.
Wow.
Well done.
Moving right along to the Treasurer's Report, item 10, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Treasurer's Report consists of item 10A through 10J inclusive, including two resolutions, and I move their approval.
Second the move.
Seconded by Director Thompson. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? None. Roll call on the motion.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Grimwald?
Yes.
Gatt?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Agenda item 11, legal update. No legal update this evening. Thank you, Brent. Short and sweet. Moving on to agenda item 12, Chairperson's report. 12A, the 2018 National Association of the Conservationist District annual meeting is taking place in Nashville, Tennessee on January 27th through the 31st, and Directors Fowler and Thompson will be attending. I guess second on the Chairman's report, we'll wait to the end. Informational items. All right, moving right along. 13, GM report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attached is the information education highlights. The information education department had the opportunity to teach more than 2,500 students about natural resources in the month of October alone. Additional IE highlights are attached for your review. Also, just wanted to talk about one example. I had the opportunity to go to a class I think they were fourth graders that Austin taught. And one of the things that they add is that we truly do reach students of all walks of life. Here's one example that they gave. It was during the last session of the Papillion La Vista South High School Animal Adaptations Program. There was an autistic student, and he had to use headphones to block out excess noise. Through the beginning of the program, he didn't really make eye contact with Austin through the whole program. And then once Austin got the snakes out, the kid's eyes lit up, the headphones came off, and he started rolling off facts about snakes. And so the teacher and all those students probably didn't even know he knew all this. And so it was just one of the highlights, I think, that what we do has an impact, obviously, not only in the classroom, but others. The NRD held a toilet paper drive for employees and the public for the Open Door Mission. Randy delivered those, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago. And so we collected over 200 rolls. So thanks to Nicole for organizing that and all the employees that donated. We're also doing a employee volunteer effort at the Open Door Mission in December. We're going to prepare meals. So we're doing that as well.
When? What date?
It's December. I don't have the exact date. I can get that. If any directors would like to volunteer, I'll get you the date. You can come with us. Item C, report on purchases, construction services, professional properties attached for your report, as long as current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The partnership minutes are attached, and the next partnership meeting is scheduled for January 25th. We do have an action item to the WAVE Director's Policy 20.084 for public hearing on proposed groundwater management plan, proposed amendment to the groundwater rules and regulations, and proposed designation of the groundwater management area. We're going to hold three public hearings throughout the district on these three items. The first public hearing will be held on November 30th in the district's Dakota City office. The second public hearing will be held on December 7th in Decatur at the First Northeast Bank. And the third public hearing is December 14th here at the district headquarters, and that's part of the district's board meeting on that day. An information sheet is in the front of your books regarding the groundwater management plan and the issues that will be discussed at those. We need us, and I is the do you have the resolution for to put on? It's long and okay. There we go.
I'll move staff recommendation.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion by Director Teaser.
Second.
Seconded by Director Conley.
That works.
Basically, what it does is it just waives the policy that a director has to be the hearing officer and allow staff to do that. That's all it does. So,
right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Grimwald?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Bradley?
No.
Brent Conley?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay. Final item. We've had a guest from the Philippines, Asmari. He'd come up. He has been with us for about a month. And he has been our guest to learn everything there is about watersheds and flood control and all those types of things that we do. And he's going to take that information back to, obviously, his country and hopefully implement some of those things here. But he would like to say a few things. His time will be up in December, so we'd like him to say a few things to the board.
To our honorable board of directors, general manager John Winkler, ladies and gentlemen, good evening and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yours truly, as Mariam Labao from Philippines, is under the Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, or YSEALI, a professional fellows program launched in 2013. YSEALI is a U.S. government signature program to strengthen leadership development and networking in Southeast Asia through a variety of programs and engagement, including U.S. educational and cultural exchange, regional exchanges, and seed funding. YSEALI aims to build a leadership capabilities of youth in the region, strengthening ties between the United States and Southeast Asia, and nurture the ASEAN community. YSEALI focuses on critical topics identified by the youth in the region, such as civic engagement, environment and natural resources management, and entrepreneurship and economic development. YSEALI community consists of bright young leaders from Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Laos, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam, who are making difference in their communities, countries, and region. In the Philippines, considering hotspot in biodiversity and rich in natural resources, consisting of 7,641 islands, which I believe a comprehensive natural resources planning is a must. Technical skills, research, and environmental leadership must be acquired and imperative in our present generation now and in the near future. YSEALI Professional Exchange Program gives us an opportunity to expand our broader perspective in looking global issues. My concern and interest as being a community leader promoting ecotourism, biodiversity conservation, and environmental protection for Ranau watershed opens a lot of opportunity to renew my commitment to environment. My stay here in Omaha, Nebraska, gives a lot of plenty of ideas, full of us inspirations and personal and professional skills and developing networks for the purpose of strong collaborations and continuous exchange partnership among young professionals here in the United States and to the Philippines. Since the day when I arrived here in Papio, Missouri River Natural Resources District last October 16, which I was introduced formally by Eric Williams, and the meeting right now, which I felt your sincerity, openness, engageable, and lovable smiles. Contrary to my expectations that being thought in our history in the Philippines, in the year way back in 1899 to 1902, that American people is our enemy. They are close-minded and anti-Muslim people. My personal exposures and professional interventions give the light and positive impressions. It gives a wonderful memories in my life to my thousands Facebook followers, friends, and families in the Philippines. Indeed, I will bring another story of Nebraskans bringing the chant, "Go be great, go be great, go be great." I state in America that I should be proud of being of its patriotism, professionalism, peace-loving people, active citizens, and welcoming people in the mid part of America, embracing a green and collaborative, livable community. It also manifests during my couple of time meeting among immigrants from Malaysia and Pakistan and other refugees I met and encountered that they really love this place, the Omaha. In fact, they will bring their family here in Omaha to live peacefully. I also talked one of the service crew in the hotel where I stay She shared to me how lucky she is for having a good job here in Omaha and a plenty of inspiring people I've heard during the open coffee meeting I've attended here in Omaha. Several meetings and visitation I've had such as government offices in entire Nebraska, such as Nebraska Environmental Trust, Department of Environment Quality, the U.S. National Parks, a tour in the state capital, Omaha Parks and Recreations, and our university here in Nebraska and here in Omaha, which I learned a lot how academic committed to response the needs of the community and to help the government in attaining well-developed community. To Paul, Lori, and Amanda, thank you so much for the chance sharing your significant contribution in our project on natural resources management. For Eric Williams, for his dedication to work and commitment in Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, for his patience and perseverance for having me here as a host in Omaha, for giving me unlimited services, exciting community engagement among Omahanians, his family circle, friends, and networks makes my experiences a colorful and insightful. Indeed, Papio Missouri River Natural Resources has a significant contribution in local and regional environmental sustainability. We have a full of experts and output-oriented people who are really passionate about nurturing development of natural resources and sustainable development for the whole environs of Nebraskans. With that, I hope and I pray for all the best luck and remarkable success to celebrate in the Papio Missouri family, and congratulations.
We're going worldwide now.
So who's the staff that goes to the Philippines next year? Isn't that how an exchange works?
Did you want to go, Director?
Yes.
Don't hide back there so quickly. Thank you for coming over here. I travel over in your part of the world at least twice a year, and it's kind of funny. I travel over the military, but I'm always got my conservation hat on when I'm watching in Malaysia or whether it's in Thailand. I appreciate what you're doing. I'm glad you're learning and all that you have gone through here and hearing all the positive energy that you're feeling. So thank you. I think it's a big need over in that part of the world, huge factors. But there's a reason why you're here, as we would say, inshallah. So thank you very much. And of all of us here, very cool. Internationally, we all are facing water issues and conservation issues. So very cool. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, the next information items, the November 10th, the district's office will be closed on Veterans Day in honor, obviously, all those that have served and continue to serve. Also, Thanksgiving, November 23rd to 24th, so everyone have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see everyone or most of you in December. So that concludes my report.
Thank you, John. I do want to take just a moment. Obviously, the office will be closed tomorrow to recognize those that are currently or have served in the military with Veterans Day coming up on Saturday. So if we could take just a moment, for those that are active or retired, have served, if you'd please stand just for a moment to be recognized. So obviously, I think I speak for us all, and we cannot thank each and every one of you for your service and what you've done to protect us, to allow the lifestyles that we appreciate today, and certainly our ability to come and convene as an elected body and perform business in a very peaceful manner. So thank you so much for your time and service to this country.
Does that mean you're buying?
I guess it's not. It's not even 8 o'clock yet. And with that being said, also, the next meeting is in December, so I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I hope if you're traveling, very safe travels. If not, hope safe travels for your family. Hope everybody has a wonderful, safe, and happy holiday. With that, we are adjourned.